the pork industry faces record losses. A tsunami of red ink is about to wash across the pork industry, which is facing record losses unseen even in the fall of 1998, when hog prices at times approached zero value. The stressors are more hogs than expected, a rapid sow liquidation that is now underway, and record feed prices. Losses in the final quarter of this year could be $60 per head, exceeding the previous record quarterly losses of $45 a head in the fall of 1998. Slaughter numbers in the past 2 weeks have been up 6%, when roughly 1% more hogs were expected. This has caused a $10 per hundredweight drop in live prices since late July, now falling to the low $60 per hundredweight. The source of those extra hogs is probably related to some delayed marketings due to the summer heat, to a desire to sell pigs more quickly before prices really tumble moving into the fall, and to the higher sow slaughter. Futures and cash markets have become increasingly concerned. Estimated prices for the final quarter this year are in the mid-50s, using current lean hog futures as a base. Tragically, cost of production are expected to be about $75 per live hundredweight for the remainder of the summer, this fall, and winter. Losses per head this summer are estimated at $30 per head, and that will be followed this fall by the record quarterly losses of around $60 a head. Then losses in the first and second quarters of 2013 are projected to be $38 and $5 in the spring quarter. Over this one-year span, hog price losses per head are expected to average about $33 a head. That means a total loss of around $4 billion for the U.S. pork industry. There is strong evidence that the initial wave of breeding herd reduction began in early August and has intensified. Sow slaughter data appear to show that around 30,000 sows were liquidated in the month of August alone. This would represent a reduction of about 0.6% of the national sow herd, and that's in 1 month. I would anticipate that this rate will continue and perhaps even increase if corn prices stay at their current levels or move higher. I expect the breeding herd to drop by 4-6% in the 6 months from August through January of 2013. The rate of liquidation is expected to slow sharply then after this coming winter. The current dilemma for the industry is that the enormous losses are going to occur on pigs that are already born. Continued liquidation of sows will not reduce slaughter numbers until next summer, and thus would not have any assistance in the short-term financial disaster that the industry faces. Short of euthanizing young pigs, reduction of market weights can reduce total pork supplies. It would result in using less feed and would enhance hog prices. But the economics of reducing weights is largely related to the packer buying programs. Generally, it is not economic for a producer to sell at lighter weights that would receive a discount from their packer. Perhaps packers would consider lowering those threshold weights given the emergency situation for the pork industry. But producers should recognize that that could be very costly to individual packers, and not to expect one packer to lower their weight thresholds unless all packers agreed to do so. President Obama did authorize the purchase of a modest amount of pork, but that volume was so small that I expected it to reduce the losses by less than $1 a head. Other demand stimulation certainly could help increase pork prices, but the program would need to be much larger, and that much money would likely have to come from Congress. And Congress has not had a strong record of agreement or accomplishment in recent months. There remains a small amount of hope that a partial waiver of the ethanol RFS for 2013 could reduce corn use for ethanol and thus lower corn prices. However, evaluations that have been made recently by the University of Illinois Purdue and Iowa State all indicate that such a partial waiver may have only small impacts on the volume of corn used for ethanol in the coming year. Losses in the hog industry of these magnitudes will cause massive erosions of family equity and certainly some bankruptcies. Unfortunately, the losses for the industry in 2008 and 2009 were not fully recovered by the profits in 2010 and 2011. Thus, some producers face this tsunami in a weakened financial condition. Some bankruptcies can be anticipated. Family hog farms with a sizable land base will have land equity to draw on. Larger hog producers with a minimum land base will need to draw on corporate equity and, of course, then on their lenders. Lenders, it turns out, will make the final decisions for the weakest participants in the industry. But those lenders will also strive to keep those companies in operation, but they will be seeking new buyers. This means that another round of consolidation of ownership in the pork industry can be anticipated. Unfortunately, individual producers are going to need to find their own way through the short-term carnage. The irony is that hog production may return to profitability by mid-summer of 2013 when meal prices begin to moderate, hog prices move to record highs, and rain and reasonable temperatures once again bless our nation's corn and soybean fields. But the issue is how to get through the short run for the potential to have the gains in the longer run. For the University of Illinois and Purdue University, I'm Chris Hurt.